Hello, Michael.
Hi, Debbie, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm so happy to get to speak with you again. We last talked about force of nature.
I believe I was probably in Great Falls, Montana on that day.
And it's very funny because I just watched Force of Nature again. I paid money to see it a few weeks ago over the holidays.
Well, thank you so much for that dollar I probably get.
Or 50 cents,
No, maybe probably even less. Probably 2 pennies.
It holds up, and I love that movie so much. I love the vibrancy. And that's why I was so excited to see Alarum, because I know your style and I saw what you did there with action. And boy, you really bring it again here with Alarum. I had a blast watching this one.
This one's specific. It's different from Force of Nature. However, it has the nice cast, and the cast really supports this, you know?
Your casting here is excellent. Scott has really, I've watched him since he started as an actor, and he has really come into true leading man status. And
He's a charmer.
as an action hero, he could just totally step into, and I like seeing that contrast of Scott and Sly, because Scott could very easily step on in and take that action mantle from Sly, just like he could step in, take it from Mel, or Arnold. He has that and the skill set to do it. And
That's true.
we really get to see him show off here, show off what he has, even more so than what he did for Rod Lurie in The Outpost, because that's much more controlled. This was madness and mayhem, but with calculation on how am I going to avoid it. So the script I love. This is a really fun script. It's an interesting script. It's got a great throwback.
It's very 80s in a way,
Yeah.
and the chemistry is there. At the end of the day, we just want to make entertainment. Most people are going to be watching this tomorrow over the weekend. It'd be nice just to have a good time when they watch it.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what you have here. And so much of that is because of the humor that we get, the inherent humor that we get, primarily from Scott's delivery or his faces, but also from Stallone. He's very funny when he meets up, when Chester meets up with Joe in the village. The whole vodka scene had me in stitches. I just loved it because it goes back to the old, is anybody playing a switcheroo? But we didn't see anybody playing a switcheroo. So it really was so much fun. And the dryness, the dry humor that Sly has when he delivers lines, and the snark that Scott meets that with. It is one of, it's an incredible scene, Michael. You really.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Those guys bring the goods. They're fun to work with. Sly's funny by nature. He's got a lot of humor
Yes.
in general, you know?
He does. Now, I'm curious, how did this script come find its way to you?
Because of force of nature, there were scripts like this coming towards me or coming at me. And Scott was attached to this. So it was about talking to Scott and coming up with a vision that we both wanted to do. And once Scott and me agreed, then it was about getting Sly. And I've known Sly for over 20 years, and we've flirted with different projects throughout the years. And this one just made sense. And when we got those two, we just off and running. And then we got Willa. And she's magic. She's really
Yeah.
fun, and she put everybody in their place, and that was really fun to have her.
And of course, Mike Coulter is superb as Orlin. That was a wow moment. So once you had your core cast in place, how do you break this one down? with this type of action in these locations. You know, with Force of Nature, you were primarily contained in the one apartment building. Here, you're running around Prague.
Yeah. Well, you know, we shot this whole movie in Ohio.
Which just blows my mind.
And Ohio lent itself, funnily enough, to Eastern Europe. And because we were out in the woods, there wasn't a lot of identification to say we weren't there.
Right.
It brought in some European cars. But overall, that lodge that's in Ohio doesn't look like it should be in America. Once that character of that lodge came about, we felt that we could do a Prague or Poland type movie.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody seems to call us out on it yet. maybe an arborist will say those trees aren't there.
Luckily, it's in winter, so we don't have a lot of leaves on most of the trees. So I think you can skate through on that one, Michael.
I love that. I appreciate that. We don't have to put a disclaimer on the front of this.
Right.
Actual events did not happen in Poland.
I think the location is perfect. Your town square is wonderful.
Yeah. That's a corner of a college town, which is Miami, Ohio. Not Miami, Florida, but Miami. And they have an old town square, and that was a corner of it. And like anything, once you frame it, anything outside that frame doesn't exist. Like the subway or the Starbucks right next to those things.
Mm-hmm.
You're able to render this movie to specific spots in Ohio that we could get away with it.
Well, one of the things...
That's magic.
Well, it's real magic because that little town square, that intersection there and those buildings, it looks like something out of Eastern Europe. It really does. It has that timeless quality to it, that aged quality of everybody walks down the street, you go into the butcher, the baker,
right,
the corner pub.
It was very specific. I'm glad you picked that up because there was only four buildings in that whole town that could probably pull that visual off without doing some sort of effects or some major set construction to make that work. And you know, we know that part of America was settled by these architects that were from Europe.
Mm-hmm.
They brought those over. We've been able to benefit from them.
Well, it definitely benefits here because I never would have thought. I thought watching this, especially when we get to the town, I'm looking and I'm thinking, wow, did he shoot over at New Boyana?
That would be fun.
In Bulgaria. Because
My last name works over there, meaning
yes.
Polish.
Yes.
They would. However, when I did go to Poland once with my brother, we were showing a picture there, and the driver said, "Why would you do that?" We said, "Do what?" He goes, "Why would you name yourself Polish? Nobody would do that here." And I said, "Well, that's just the name we didn't make it up. That was what we received." It was very perplexing to the Polish people why we would have the name Polish.
Oh my gosh.
I thought, isn't it like Smith over there? Isn't it common to have a last name to say Polish? He was like, no.
I would have.
We do. I was really excited. I thought we were going to have a leg up.
It might have worked in, you know, to a disadvantage for you in this case.
Well, we could use it here in the United States as Polish and probably open up a nail salon, a car wash, shoe shine. We have options with that name if we don't say Polish.
And just think, you can also create all those things within a film. And
yes, that's true.
And you can actually start putting your name on the signs for each business in your films.
That's, you know, we're cracking a good idea on this phone call.
I'm telling you, Michael. I'm telling you. We're going to monetize this for you. We're going to make this work.
We're going to turn a downer into an upper.
That's it. You know, I'm so happy to see that Jason Carruthers is back as your DP. You've got Paul back as your editor on this one.
Yeah, those fellows are fun to work. I've done probably 4 or 5 projects with Jason, and probably the same amount with Paul.
Talk to me about working with Jason with the cinematography and the lighting, because so much of this is outside, and it's right. In some rougher terrain. So I'm curious about your thoughts for developing the visual grammar so that you're capturing all of the action, because you give us some really nice wide shots when we have all of Orland's team mobilizing. You give us some really beautiful bird's eye dutching with either Joe or Chester looking down into the square. So you really vary up your shots. And rarely go in for ECUs, except with some really cool stuff. Talk to me about developing that visual grammar with Jason for this one.
You know, Jason is very old school. He understands cinema the way I love it, which is we start from a lighting point of view and pictures and paintings. And because it was in Poland, our idea was, it's going to be cold. We should make it feel like it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
And let's make sure that we get the wide shots so the landscape of what's going to happen is photographed. And a big situation with this was tying the locations to each other that weren't next to each other. So the house that blows up at the end, the interior of that house is somewhere else. Him looking down is somewhere else, the square. So a lot of the language you're seeing is us trying to convince you that we're at the same place at the same time. So those are the rules.
Those rules worked really well because they are all very convincing, and I did not suspect anything to the contrary.
Well, thank you. I mean, I'll tell Jason, he was just texting me before this interview. He said he was checking in, and I'll tell him that you gave us some accolades.
I mean, I think his work is wonderful. I mean, even for something as emotional as a smaller film like The Ghost and the Whale that he shot a few years ago. So I'm a big admirer of Jason's work, and the fact that he can go between film and television so seamlessly with what he does. But I really like, and the night shoots here, were you shooting night for night with those night shoots?
Correct, yes. We were shooting night for night where it was cold. But Jason has a way of making a movie, and that was important to him. It wasn't just about shooting it to get it done. It was looking at how do we make this so we enjoy it too.
Mm-hmm.
Him looking at Scott and Willa, you know, as he says, Can they be uglier? Because it would be much harder. But he knows how pretty they are, and he enjoys that.
Oh my gosh. A very impressive part and a very big part of this film is the action, are the stunts. You've got a lot of man-on-man happening here. Peter King, great stunt coordinator with this one.
He's fun.
How choreographed were all of the stunts on this one? Because I know sometimes things are not quite as choreographed, but then other times, because you've got so many people involved and you do have some precision movements, I'm curious about Peter's work and working with your stunt team.
It's always about safety. Everything comes from a safety point of view. We ask for the world, and they tell us what we can do or cannot do in the time frame that we have it. Peter was great because everything's choreographed, especially with Willa, because she needed to fight and take down a bunch of guys, a bunch of army guys, and so she had to be right on the mark. And so her and Peter, and she was training before she showed up, or at least she was doing some tactical work, so she came prepared.
I love the tactical work that you have happening throughout the film.
Yeah.
No matter what side of the fence somebody's on. And this is one of the great things about Alexander's script, is that we're constantly wondering, whose side is each person on? How many do we have double agents running around here?
That's spies for you, right?
That's spies for you, which makes it so much fun and really adds to that vintage, that timeless feel of a good spy movie, a spy thriller. I have to ask you, because this moves at such... This moves at such a great pace, Michael. How challenging... You're working with Paul again on the editing. How challenging...
Paul keeps it going, and with a few notes from Lionsgate to keep the pedal down.
His work is exemplary here, and that pace is maintained for the solid, 99 minutes?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, it's 99 minutes. Paul has the ability to keep... good characters, most of the dialogue that we really like, and then keep it moving because this audience wants to keep it moving. It's a specific movie for a specific audience, and we don't want to disappoint.
Mm-hmm. I'm very glad he kept one of my favorite lines in the film. Someone cut Yuri's dick off.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my goodness.
Michael!
You reminded me, I did not think of that line, but it was in the script. I believe it was in the script.
Oh, my God. I cracked up, and I can't remember which actor said it, but just the look on his face and the way that Jason shot that with that great revelation.
Right.
I mean, it's funny.
He was at the bottom of the spiral staircase, correct?
At the bottom of the staircase in the hallway, he and the other, they come up upon it, and he looks down, and he goes, someone cut off Yuri's dick.
Yes.
And it was actually very matter of fact.
I'm not sure that line is said a lot in movies, but I'm glad we got to do it.
Well, and then later on, while they're all coming back and attacking at the lodge, and we've got Willa's character of Laura there, and then same guy has her pinned down that made that wonderful observation before, and he says to her, you're the one, you cut off Yuri's, and he doesn't finish it, and because he's like too embarrassed to say it to a woman. I mean, two perfectly placed deliveries of that, and just... It's so funny, Michael. So funny.
Yeah, thank you. I'm not responsible for the acting, but I can push them in a way that makes it funnier. Willa's just sharp. That girl is just so sharp. To watch her carve up a scene is... I become an audience member watching her.
And carving up a scene in more ways than one.
We're foreshadowing there.
Yeah. Literally and figuratively. Now, one of the truly outstanding and wonderful surprises in Alarum, when the film opens, number one, your opening titles are beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
That was fun, yeah. I have a school called Montana Institute of the Arts, and one of the students did that for me.
Absolutely beautiful. You go...
Gabe loves animation, so I said, would you try this out for me?
I think it's fabulous. And the fact it's all red and black. We've got contrast. You get with the red, you almost, as you get into the film, you kind of get this Soviet Union kind of feel to it.
Yeah.
With the red, also blood. Real and black, it's like black ops. So you've got some great metaphor happening in there. Those opening titles are wonderful, Michael. Just wonderful.
I appreciate that you appreciate those. We don't get enough title designs these days. You know, Saul Bass was incredible when he was doing it, and me and Gabe looked at some of the Russian constructivist stuff, and I went to design school. I went to CalArts and did some design, so we were looking at some Swiss stuff. We looked at some of the stuff that was coming out of Swiss Basel stuff, and I can't say Basel, or I'm not sure how they say it over there, but... And then Rotterdam was doing some stuff. So Eastern European design really lent itself to that title sequence.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go wrong with red and black. Soviet Union seems to have copyrighted that color.
But in tandem with those really cool, vibrant, and energetic opening titles, is, and we've got this great action sequence, and we see the immediate connection between Joe and Laura, but you've also got playing there, classical music. I think that's the Mozart piece.
Mm-hmm, that is correct.
That was such a great placement of that music to put
we asked for music to help us as much as possible, and that one really pushed us over the edge.
That absolutely fantastic. And here again, it feeds into that timelessness and that old world spy thriller.
Yeah. Those are the movies that we really appreciated in the 80s and 90s. They weren't as overly judged. We went to movies purely for that entertainment. And that was my idea behind Force of Nature and this one. I know what movie I'm making. I'm not making a Twin Falls, Idaho, or Norfolk, or a Big Sur. I'm making a popcorn movie with as much sophistication as we could get away with.
These little elements that I think a lot of people may overlook because they're having so much fun watching the film, but you give us this wonderful musical blend, and we get that classical. And I think you've got some Dvorak happening in there as well.
Yeah.
And then you have Jagmar Kaplan. I like what Jagmar does with scoring for movies. He scored Armor, another Stallone movie.
Yes.
And he does a really nice job. And he does it here because the music never overshadows the action or the personal connections. But it also ties in your needle drops. It ties in the classical. It ties in some other needle drops further on, peppered throughout the film. What were you looking for from Jagmar with a score to bring it all together?
We're always looking for help. That's what we're looking for. I mean, music's with everything that I've done with music, I prefer listening to it and seeing how it's going to help propel, help with the emotion, help with the characters, or the environment. With that classical piece, you associate it with Eastern Europe, or some of it with Eastern Europe. It sets the tone quite fast. You get it, you get the picture, and if the music and the picture can be married right, then it's what you're speaking of.
Got one last question for Michael. So I'm curious, what did you learn? Because this film is, along with Force of Nature, very different than a lot of your other films. But with this one in particular, what did you learn about yourself as a filmmaker in making Alarum that you can take forward into future films?
How much I enjoy the genre. You know, I don't know if it's something that's learned, but it's something that's appreciated every time I get to blow things up or dots, you know. It reminds me of why I went to the movies as a young kid and learning the aspects of how those movies were made and how they were successful. So I go back, it harkens back to the beginning of when I really enjoyed movies of that nature, and they're not made very much anymore. They're less critical, they're less judgmental. They're for a crowd that wants to get away for the weekend, usually a blue-collar worker, and that's what I grew up in. So I learned a lot of just going back and looking back at the people who did it before us.
You did a heck of a job again here, Michael. I want to see more from you in this genre. A sequel, maybe.
Oh, that'd be fun.
And I do have to just briefly mention to you, Vortex did an amazing job with your drone CGI stuff. A really wonderful element in the film. It looks really good.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. It was tough.
I can imagine. And then poor Paul cutting everything together.
Yeah, he had to temp a lot of that stuff before we could get it. So he had to imagine what that fight was like without them.
Not easy. Michael, thank you so much. This has been a delight once again, and I hope we get to chat again in the future.
It will. We got another one coming pretty soon called The Elk. The Elk will do it for you.
All right. I'll be on the lookout for it.
All right.
Thanks, Michael. Bye-bye.
Have a good weekend, too.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.